we now have three stories about local charities. YMCA Norfolk has helped over 2,000 young people in the past year. Fears have been raised about the future of REMPLOY, which helps the disabled. And in the centre of the city, the Norwich Charity Christmas Card Shop has opened for its 52nd year. Young people and families were the focus of YMCA Norfolk's annual celebration evening at Open in Norwich. An audience of around 200, including staff, supporters and civic guests, marked the achievements of the charity over the past year. Your Voice Awards were presented to Young Volunteers of the Year, Jamie Copping, Young Achiever Sasha Gotts and Tenants of the Year, Matthew Himpson and Lucy White. A Healthy Living Award went to Ebony Warnes, who lost over 5 stone in the past 12 months. And Inspiration Awards went to Hasif Abakar, Travis Gray and Kathy Watts. The evening was opened by YMCA Norfolk President General the Lord Richard Dannett and heard inspirational personal stories from some of the young people and families who have been helped. The charity's work with 6 youth clubs across Norfolk was described by staff member Charlie Wall, Jess Tyson, outlined mental health first aid courses, and volunteer coordinator Nicola Cushion praised the work of the scores of volunteers. Over the past year, YMCA Norfolk has helped 2,047 people through its accommodation, education work, youth clubs, community groups, and family provision.
Fears have been raised over the future of a Norwich service which helps disabled people with employment. REMPLOY, based in Sackville Place off Magdalen Street, helps disabled people and those with complex needs to find work and give them support and advice to stay in employment. REMPLOY used to have a factory in Norwich, where 26 disabled employees were among the 38-strong workforce. But it closed in 2013 after the government shut factories deemed to not be viable. In 2015, 70 years after it was formed, REMPLOY left government ownership and the Sackville Place offices continued to help disabled people. But following a recent visit to the organisation, Labour's Alex Mayer, a European MP for the Eastern Region, said she feared for its future. The Department for Work and Pensions is bringing its Work Choice programme, which enables disabled people to get support and help in getting a job, to an end over the next 2 years. Mrs. Mayer, who spoke about the issue at the European Parliament yesterday, said that would mean less money for organisations such as REMPLOY.
The Lord Mayor and Sheriff of Norwich have opened the original Norwich Charity Christmas Card Shop for its 52nd festive period in business. The shop has opened in a new venue this year, in 15 St Stephen Street. Since the shop first opened in 1966, a total of nearly £2 million has been raised for charity. Madeline Keep, volunteer, said, "We're delighted with the location of the shop this year, which has been beautifully decorated by the volunteers. There are nearly 100 people in total who sacrifice their time to help with the shop, and we fundraise for all our expenses, so all the money we raise goes to the charities. This year, the shop will be raising money for 25 different charities, big and small, from Save the Children to the Benjamin Foundation. As well as the Christmas cards, the store will also be stocking other seasonal items, such as wrapping paper and calendars."
The first feature today looks at a puzzling issue. Why is Norfolk's waste paper sent to China rather than being recycled in King's Lynn? And here is Nigel Howard with the first report on a special evening news investigation.